Hello. Okay. Wow. It's rare with this hardware system that it fails, but today normally I just turn on the plug and all of my hardware lights up, but today I was cleaning my studio and the preamp fell on the floor and I just put it back up in its place. Because I pulled accidentally on a wire, so it fell on the floor. But what I hadn't realized is that by falling on the floor, it has clicked on two buttons, so it was turned off basically in a way that I'm not used to. How are you doing, people of the regular chat chill show tonight? For once, the no sound problem was on my side. It wasn't on the Odyssey side. Wow. Today I've been doing some insulation. I've been working on a door. There's a door that's on a very cold part of the house that is not heated, and the door tends to bend through because it has a contrast between a very hot part of the house and a very cold part, and because it bends, the insulation wasn't holding up, and I had done a basic jobs 2 years ago on this door, but I've always wanted to do it very cleanly. But I didn't get the chance. Today I did it. Now that we are in the winter and the cold is blowing in. Marks, people were discussing about Elon Musk. Banning links, being extremely emotional, and people were hypothesizing that Elon Musk could be an agent of the government, that he took Twitter for a CIA/FBI purpose. I can imagine this being true. I mean, Elon has been a boy of the government for a long time. You know, all these credits that were given by the government to cars, to car manufacturers with solar with electrical motors and all that's a sign that Elon has been in bed with government. However, I think it's a long reach. It's a pretty long reach to think that the FBI, for instance, or any part of the deep state would have been unhappy with the past administration of Twitter, because the past administration of Twitter had been cucking quite a lot. End of the line. Joel says Elon Musk is looking to get the new Twitter CEO in place soon. It's not going to help, unfortunately. I'm still not unbanned from Twitter. I don't know if Elon is not intentionally not unbanning me, but it's very annoying, and if Elon is as emotional as he's been, he's going to unfortunately choose a Twitter CEO who's not in line with free speech. If anything, he might find someone who's a centrist or center-right type just to be the image of, hey, look, someone from the other side. But these people are much more likely to censor people like me than even the far leftist. Mark says, JF, were you banned for spam? Yeah, just like Keatwoods, they made up a false explanation that I had spammed when I spam my show on an every night basis, just like CNN spams its CNN articles on an everyday basis. If you ban me because I have a show every day and I work 7 days a week, you ban the hardest workers. If you call that spam, why don't you ban CNN? CNN has been posting its own website links forever. But today what Elon is doing tells me that Elon doesn't understand. He's not on a true path to free speech. He doesn't understand the early internet and what was fun about it. And he wants to create a Twitter monopoly where people are captured within Twitter. He's banning links to a list of different websites that you cannot link to. And believe it or not, Linktree is in this list, and Facebook. Are you kidding me? Why couldn't we link to these other websites? Some people create on these other websites. How is someone's creation there different from someone's creation on YouTube? Basically, Elon wants to capture its audience and keep it on Twitter. He wants to stop the outflow, but that's not what made the interesting aspect of Twitter in the beginning. The reason Twitter is interesting is not to spend your whole day on it. It's a hub to access the internet. If you lose this, and not only first are you violating multiple laws, Europe, Canada, US, you are creating a monopoly on the internet. Mark says, JF, Musk said accounts banned for egregious spam are not reinstated. Well, I know he said this, but what's the difference between egregious spam and spam? I don't think it can be argued that I've been engaging in egregious spam. At worst, he could argue that, oh, well, because I was linking my website, I would have been in my bio, I would have been spamming. But then if you don't like my bio, just tell me to edit it. Don't ban me. What the fuck is this? DK Shadow says, no, it's only account that solely point to these alternatives will be banned. Yes, that's what I understand. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. congratulates Tucker for his... Tucker has made a courageous newscast. Yet this is something we talked about here back in the public space days when I had Ryan Dawson on. The assassination of JFK, and Ryan Dawson told us clearly it was the CIA and that he had seen the documents, and that the people who have seen those documents know that they reveal the CIA has been ordering the killing of JFK. DK Shadow says, I remember. Well, yeah, I mean, you must be an old school JF audience member to remember, but we talked about this. Tucker Carlson, like 3 years later, is saying that he has a source that says exactly the same thing as Ryan Dawson was saying 3 years ago. And they act like it's news. I hate being ripped by the mainstream media like this. I hate, and it's not me, it's more Ryan Dawson. I hate that we have a community that is on the internet that is faster on the news, that is more informative, and that gets zero recognition. It's like we don't exist. It's like the people who have questioned the vaccine don't exist. It's like the people who have questioned the JFK assassination don't exist. Spindly Opinion says, this new Twitter of service, terms of service update needs a rethink. Elon did say Twitter would try a bunch of stuff and find out what works and what doesn't. It's stupid, and it shows just the greediness of Elon. He wants to create a dead end of the internet. That's not how Twitter succeeds. Doubting Thomas says, JF, if Elon is not careful, other companies will reciprocate and not embed tweets on their sites, which will kill Twitter traffic. I mean, I agree, but first and foremost, I don't even see it building up to reciprocation. I see this failing in The Hague because European laws are coming into action that explicitly keep social media companies from doing what Elon wants to do. Judd Legume? Wow. Legume means French in means vegetable in French, so that's the name. That's the guy's name. Apparently, Judd Legume says Elon Musk's new policy preventing linking to competitors is in direct violation of European Union rules. Penalty can be a fine of up to 20% of Twitter's annual revenue. I mean, does Elon really want to violate this European law? I don't think so. Especially with his investments, Elon cannot afford it. It's not like he could be a knight of free speech in the US and never travel to Europe. He must travel to Europe because he has a Tesla there. Examples of the don't. Don't treat services and products offered by the gatekeeper itself more favorably in ranking than similar services or products offered by third parties on the Gatekeeper's platform. So you cannot even, YouTube cannot rank, Google cannot rank the YouTube videos higher than Odyssey videos. Can't wait to see that being applied, because that's not the case for now. But they should be treating Odyssey videos equally. Similarly, Elon cannot keep someone from linking to Linktree as an alternative social network. Linktree, by the way, is just a list of your social media. It's basically for sending people to your Gab, to your BitChute. Prevent consumers from linking up to businesses outside their platform. So explicitly, the European law, which is coming into action in May of 2023, so that's in 5 months from now. In 5 months from now, Elon will be illegal in Europe if he keeps doing that. I don't know why he does it. He must have had people internally telling him, you can't do this. But he's doing it, and it shows the emotionality, the childishness of Elon. DK Shadow says they were gatekeeping Gab, BitChute, and Odyssey forever. Yeah, that's obvious. It's what they did. They kept BitChute from rising. They imposed these flags. The flags eventually disappeared on the links, but probably stayed in the background forever. The only difference between when they were flagging these links and when they were not is that eventually probably the flag became a background thing that only employees could see. Raised Fist says, JF, so YouTube will be illegal in Europe soon too. Well, hopefully this European move will force a readjustment and a more fair treatment of everyone on the internet, but will that be the case? I don't know. I want it to happen. Eric Oliver is on Entropy. He's sending super chats. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You've been extremely generous recently, Eric. He says, Gab is getting Gab Pay online, a PayPal competitor, and Gab Social has the crown that they are the constitutional free speech. Sans porno. Musk sees the writing on the wall. Intentional or not, Twitter fixing will dampen the rise of free speech competition like Gab. Well, that's exactly what it is. It's Elon being greedy and wanting to cement a monopoly on social media. But it's that's not how you cement a monopoly of social media. You win. You produce something that's better than everything. You don't keep people by special rules that keep them from the behavior they want to engage in. I'm seeing more and more Twitter will be a faster fall than I thought. I thought that Elon could breathe new life into this platform, but not that way, certainly not that way. Eric continues and he says, Whitney Webb steals content from Ryan Dawson. She doesn't attribute sources like Ryan Dawson. She is not banned and can bask in the glory of the hard work of Ryan Dawson, while Ryan Dawson remains banned for posting the truth in the face of powers. That's exactly what it is. It is continuous cartels, just cartels over cartels over cartels. That is what's been happening to the internet in the last 10 years, the edification of state-controlled cartels. And by state, it's a nebulous thing that I mean, but I mean the deep state isn't there, the big tech isn't there, the executive employees of big tech are in there, but that to me is the extension of the state, and basically it's a leftist nebulous. Go away, says JF. So a bank can stop service to BitChute, but Twitter can't ban their links under EU law. Well, here's the reality. What you say would be true in 5 months from now, but the reality is that a bank stopping service to BitChute should be illegal. That's what it is. All of this should be illegal under basic antitrust law. We shouldn't need a new law in Europe. We have antitrust laws everywhere. they're just not getting applied. So yeah, I welcome the new law, but if we had honest prosecution, this would have already been looked into. Apparently, someone made a massive prediction 7 years ago. He said on December 18, 2022, 34-year-old Leo Messi will win the World Cup and become the greatest player of all times. Check back with me in 7 years. Okay, I'm not a follower of the World Cup. I really don't like soccer or football, whatever that is that they do. So I don't know who Leo Messi is, and I don't know who won. But apparently, this guy was right in his prediction. From a time-traveling perspective, that's interesting to me. This guy made a very specific prediction, and he knew the date, and my God. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has changed his mind. He will not be resisting extradition. He reverses course in his strategy for his next Bahamas court hearing. Feds reportedly contacting Democrat-Republican campaigns after arrest of cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried. So SBF has encountered the level of life, the comfort level of Bahamas prisons, and he wants none of it anymore. So he's not even going to fight his extradition. He's like, come and save me, please, US. I want better meals than this. And apparently he's stuck in conditions where, I don't know, he's complaining about a couple of things. Tight spaces and everything. Someone sent an arrow at Richard Spencer. He said, Richard Spencer is mad online that the Twitter libtard echo chamber has completely reversed polarity just after he got settled into it. That is an interesting attack on Richard. I mean, it's true. It's true. Richard, bizarrely, has tried to do a major shift in his image and started hanging out with Twitter normies very much, started doing Twitter spaces, and started also talking against ethno-nationalism. And now he's seeing Twitter become a different thing when he had worked very hard on his cucked persona to fit the new Twitter, to fit the old management of Twitter. So he's done all of this work for nothing. Retweeting the New York Times, says DK Shadow, the paper of record. He says, I'm happy that we've entered the Musk era. It's a full revelation of the complete emptiness of the right. These guys command tens of billions of ill-gotten gains, and their master plan is to resentfully lash out at vapid liberals, who I admit are pretty annoying. Compare the actions of the PayPal mafia to those of a man like Soros, who's cultured, superior, and deserving of the moniker Motu. He plans and builds and slowly makes the world bend to his will. The weird, ugly libertarians are a little different than their fanboys on 4chan. I'm taking it personal, Richard. Why do you call me ugly out there on Twitter when I'm not here? I'm not there to defend myself. I'm banned. I cannot post pictures of me. Why, Richard? Why? And Richard Spencer is criticizing Elon Musk to be making it. That is beyond me. He's criticizing Elon Musk to be making Twitter too much like Gab. So Elon Musk was saying the tide is turning fast for the Fauchist. And the Fauchist, of course, is not the Faustians, which maybe Richard would have been excited about. But the Fauchist is the people who follow Dr. Fauci, the people who support lockdowns. And Richard Spencer says, welcome to Gab. first, there's a disconnection with reality here, which is Twitter is very, very far from Gab. They're just engaging in some edgy talk about stuff that was censored on Twitter before, like Fauci. But that's the space of liberty that's been opened compared to the space of liberty at Gab. So I think it's beside the track to be even describing it as such. But it's also Richard kind of trying to subscribe to the whole leftist discourse right now, which is, oh my God, Twitter has become horrible. It didn't. It barely changed. And they are overstating the way in which it's changing so that it can't change fully. And that's very sad. Richard says to David Sachs, who was saying, in their zeal to attack Elon Musk as a free speech hypocrite, the corporate media has defended impersonation, the right to post swastikas embedded in the Jewish flag, and online stalking / doxing. By all means, let's keep going with this. And Richard Spencer responds, wow, you guys really own the libs tonight. Ban the liberal journalist from Twitter, no less. You must be part of the right-wing elite I've heard so much about. Richard Spencer is very much anti-right-wing these days. And that's interesting. It's interesting to see his progression, but I'm worried for him. I'd love to speak with you, Richard. I don't know. I sent him a message on an old platform that we were communicating through, but he didn't answer. Maybe he doesn't have that program anymore. Perhaps I should send an email instead. Go Away says, Richard Spencer has been buck broken, in my opinion. Well, you mean that he's been introduced to homosexual sex? I think that Richard has a history of producing babies and having something to show for his heterosexuality, to prove his heterosexuality. Eric sends a super chat. He says, if Elon Musk hired JFG for team management, Twitter would dominate and Musk would benefit from sage advice and someone who can also lead a team of programmers. Would Musk heed JF advice without Musk tantrums firing him? I think that Elon Musk is too much of a people pleaser, too much of a psychopath people pleaser to work with someone like me. I'm a man of principle. Elon Musk is basically the opposite of a man of principle. Look at everything that he's done. It's always pleasing people. And you cannot have a solid system of rules for speech if you're there to please people. And see how he was referring to his measure of his own success. He was saying, if I can displease 10% of the most far left and 10% of the most far right, I will be content with my work. That's ridiculous. That's letting the center normocentric views head your company. But even more than ridiculous, it reveals what Elon cares about. Satisfaction. He's a people pleaser. To all the people who think he's autistic because it pleases people to think of an autistic personality because autism is the new sexy. But he's not a true autist. That's a joke. Go Away says, I wouldn't hire JF for team management. I would hire him for strategy or something. I can do some management. I cannot guarantee that you will have employees at the end of it, but I can do team management pretty hard. Y'all, savor of free speech. Elon has banned promotion of any other social media platform. So let's look at what can you not post to. At both the tweet level and the account level, we will remove any free promotion of prohibited third-party social media platforms such as linking out, i.e. using URLs, to any of the Bello platforms on Twitter or providing your handle without a URL. Wow, so I say, if I just say, hey, I'm JF Gariepy on Truth Social, ban. Prohibited platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, so does that include any instance of Mastodon? Truth Social, Tribal, Post, and Noster. And third-party social media link aggregators such as Linktree, Linkbio. So link aggregators can't send to. For example, a violation of the policy would be follow me at username on Instagram. Username at Mastodon Social. Check out my profile on Facebook. Facebook.com/username. Inso says, could this be another practical joke on the media from Musk? I hope it's not. Because if it's a joke... Well, if it's a joke... No, okay, I hope it's a joke, yes. I hope it's a joke, but I don't think it is. This looks like a vengeful, frustrated Elon just decided, I don't want to leak user anymore. Plasma sends $2. Thank you so much. He says, Richard Spencer glows in the dark. He was meant to be the leader of opposition. Instead, the CIA cocks failed yet again. If I were CIA, I would cap him. No, you cannot say this kind of thing on here. So I am removing your super chat. You cannot say these things. Please express yourself with different language. Embers of Light says, imagine there is a fictional group of people called... Okay, and the authorities allow these people, and only them, to engage in money lending. Other people became these people in order to engage in usury and banking shenanigans. Over time, these people become defined by predatory financial practices. Would that be possible? Well, it is a story that is often told about the Jews. I'm always careful with this story because it has a Marxist piece hidden in it. See, leftists can say these things, and then they can say, see, the Jews have not had the choice. They were forced down a path of working in finance because that's all they would let, that's all the state would let them do. And this is an emotional argument that is often pulled by leftists to the confrontation with the reality that Jews are overrepresented among billionaires and donors to the Democrats and whatever, media, bank, whatever. That's how they react. They say, oh, well, they were pushed in those fields. And it's an inappropriate answer to my form of questioning Jewish power. Because my form of questioning Jewish power is not threatened by someone revealing that, oh, it wasn't their fault. They were constrained to go in those fields. Whether they were constrained or not does not affect my questioning of Jewish power. Because my questioning of Jewish power is it a healthy way of managing society? To have our military enslaved by Israel, to have our intelligence agencies enslaved by ethnic interest. Is it a good way to manage the world? Would we have a better country if we did things differently? If at least we were a little more transparent about it. Like, in the way, for example, all of those wars in the Middle East have been made in the name of American freedom and fighting for America. It's not been in the interest of America to make all these wars. If at least we could have the transparency to say it, okay, the Israelis want us to go into Iraq. Do we want to do it or not? That would already be a step above what we currently have, which is a system that works behind the veil. And so to I'm very careful, Embers of Light, with bringing the question of what are the processes that led Jewish people to attain domination in certain fields. And on top of it, it's also because we don't know. We don't know that it's this competitive advantage that they had over Christians in the domain specifically of usury and credit that resulted in their current state. There could be much other explanations. Like, for example, when I look at the concentration in the media industry certainly doesn't need usury. So if you want to explain the overrepresentation of Jews in the media or even on the Supreme Court, you're going to have to find another explanation than this usurious advantage that they could have had in the Middle Ages or whatever. That doesn't seem like it explains enough to get us there. for this reason, I very rarely bring attention of my audience to this double standard of the law that existed in some European countries in the past. Micronova says, why isn't there Asians in positions of power in USA finance and media if IQ is the only reason? Then maybe it is something else. I like this position that was stated by JFG. Well, yes, I mean, it's the best slicing observation, an observation that allows you to reject a set of theories. Eric Oliver sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, you know, someone had Gab on that banned list, but Musk probably had them take Gab off the list. It's bizarre Gab isn't on that list due to the volume of traffic Gab brings in. It's free advertising to be on a list like that. Absolutely. I have noted the absence of Gab and I was like, oh, Gab is included in this policy, no worries. But he didn't want to give them the honor of being named. Now that's the greatest honor. It's a little bit what a lot of people are doing like me and how they're ignoring my scientific theories. It's like, this is the best honor, because the worst thing that someone can do to you, if they really hate you, they will ignore you. They will act like you don't exist. If they hate you a little bit, they might say something like, I hate Jeff. What a bad man. What a bad theory. That's when you hate someone a little bit. But when you hate someone a lot, when your hate is deep, you give them the treatment that is the most hurtful possible, and that's ignorance and acting like he doesn't exist. Plasma says, and that's what Elon is doing to Gab. He really hates Gab. That's what I conclude. Plasma says, JF Richard Spencer is a glow-in-the-dark cuck. He was meant to be controlled opposition, but once again, they fucked up. If I were CIA, I would pat him on the back to remove the shame. Well, okay, Plasma. I don't have any evidence that this is true, so I'm not going to entertain this theory of glow in the dark. Norwegian actress Tonje Grefjon faces up to 3 years in prison for saying that men cannot be lesbians. Men can be anything, literally. If you start a sentence with men can't be, or woman can't be anything, you will face the archness of European law. Now, here's one thing you can say. Men can't produce an egg, and woman can't produce a sperm. Bird Flu C. William says, lol, JF's reading slows as the filter switches on. Embers of Light says, JF, thanks. I didn't expect such a thoughtful answer. That was to the question of the hypothetical people. All right. Tim Pool reports that Taylor Lawrence has been suspended. Elon Musk has said it's a temporary suspension for a past violation. It's like Elon makes up new rules on an everyday basis. He then bans people from the past who have done these violations. And then he says, oh yeah, I'm also going to unban you. But that was just to demonstrate that I will ban people who do this. And what Taylor Lawrence has done is, of course, doxing libs of TikTok, if I remember correctly. Ariel Suarez says, no, JF, biological males can't produce an egg. Biological females can't produce sperm. That is also a true statement. Tillman says, I guess Richard Spencer would have to say he's a Fed for JF to believe it. Well, those Fed accusations have been the most unproductive thing in the right back in the days. They were sent at no cost. So when you have a signal that has no cost, it's worthless. There must be a cost for a sentence to be worth something. Now, the cost when I speak is the cost of my reputation. If I was to say bullshit here on my show on an everyday basis, at some point people would tune out and they would say, well, JF is just not reliable. I mean, maybe he's funny, maybe he's that, but he's not passing truthful information, so I'm not watching anymore. That is the cost. But the accusations of feds, they have no basis in fact. They are costless to produce. People kept sending chats, and I guess in a super chat, at least there's the cost of the super chat. But you know, you would see these accusations in a $3 super chat, and it's like, okay, this is close to costless. I need claims that have a cost, claims where someone is decredibilized if they're wrong. Eric Oliver says, hate and love have passion as their base. The opposite of love is indifference. To ignore and not even think about something is worse than hating it. Revolutionary phenotype book. Absolutely. Now, I don't like these big statements about love, but I like the end of your super chat, but these big statements about love is based in passion. No. Love is based in the evolutionary force that makes it necessary in reproduction to pair a male and a female. Period. Booking photo. It's our genius energy department, security of nuclear waste, who also was a thief, who stole a handbag, couldn't help himself, stole a handbag, a luggage case somehow in the airport. Absolute absence of hair. Interesting physiognomy. DK Shadow says, Matt Damon. Matt Damon. Ukraine refugees involved in sex work refuse to sleep with black and colored people. The new face of European racism. That's an old article, but it's so interesting that they are bringing this back. I don't know, is it a parody? It looks like it could be a parody. But it's interesting to push through parody the left's desire to apply thinking about racism even in the most extreme of situations. The war for 8 billion mines In article at Zero Hedge, the heavy perils we face today include centralized governments, micromanaging society, the growing prospect of global war, the growing prospect of forced surrender, and the replacement of reasoned debate and free speech with state-sanctioned narratives and censorship. Totalitarian governance seems not far behind. This is a new kind of war against civilians for the control of their mind. I fully agree. That's what we're headed for. Twitter was just one of the psyops. And it's not even clear that it's been cracked out, that it's been undermined. The psyop may very well continue in other forms. Since FTX filed for bankruptcy, over 80% of BTC trading volume has consistently occurred on Binance. Binance is the top trading venue for BTC. Above 80%, there are no competitor close to it. Coinbase is the little blue share at about 10%, 12%. Spectacular, an absolute domination of the market. But what can you say? I mean, Binance P2P is on point. It's like local bitcoins, but with smaller fees. It gives you the actual rate. It gives you the actual displayed value of the market almost. No fees taken by Binance. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm never going to use any other platform as long as this is available. Binance P2P, perfect to make a payment through electronic banks and allowing you to immediately get access to your Bitcoin. Instantaneous. Micronova says, no pressure, CZ, don't fuck this up. Message from coiners to CZ. Well, exactly. Now you got the reins and you are leading. You have the power. Okay, people are publishing a picture of attractive luggage. Oh, I'm tempted here. I may be a millionaire because, the state pays me $200,000 per year to do a crazy easy job. But, oh, a luggage, that there may be something important in this luggage. Maybe I can sell it. Gates, Bezos invest in Australian-designed brain implant. It's like they're actively working to be evil guys. It's like, bro, you had a good reputation. Elon Musk was the only one really trying to get into our brain in this creepy way. Why would you copy him? It's the answer to Elon Musk's Neuralink. The Synchron Switch is a brain-computer interface that is implanted in the blood vessels at the surface of the motor cortex of the brain via the jugular vein. Once set, the interface will detect and wirelessly transmit information from the brain, allowing severely paralyzed individuals to control personal devices without needing the use of their hands. The funds will be put towards a pivotal clinical trial. Oh my god, they are inserting this in your vein? Something's gonna go wrong with this. Somehow, if it's in a stent road, because we have developed these stents, these stents are basically metallic structures or plastic structures that keep a vein open, and a stent can be used as part of reopening a channel that is blocking the passage of blood. Because that there's a history of lots of research to make those safe, perhaps you're going to have a way to do it safely. Perhaps it's going to be safer than those spikes going into your brain matter, as is the case for the usual electrode array. But it's still not going to be widely used. It's going to be an extremely rare application for people who are tetraplegic, basically. people were sharing pictures from the World Cup, and Elon was at the World Cup. And look at this. Look at this. Who is this? Jared Kushner and a bunch of Qataris, I don't know, audience members or perhaps members of the government. I don't know. They seem to be separated from the Elon Musk, Jared Kushner lodge. And someone was speculating that perhaps Jared Kushner may have been behind the banning of Ye. If he's so much of a close friend with Elon Musk, perhaps he's been behind some of Elon Musk's emotional new rulemaking at a whim. It's interesting to think about it. I don't know what Jared Kushner is trying to convince Elon Musk of in that conversation. I would be interested in hearing about it. Breaking, Trump stole the images of his trading cards from stock photos. Oh my God, not only were the stock were the photos of the Donald Trump NFTs ridiculous. I mean, what is this? It's clearly a fake head of Trump exaggerated into an apish look. Look at the lip structure. It's like they made it look a little bit like a monkey. This is not the face of Donald Trump. And on top of it, they photoshopped this on some random army display. And then they find, look at the little, you see here the little white wave? It's the top left part of an S. It's the top left part of a logo that has a S-like letter to it. And in fact, it's this logo right here that does kind of an S diagonally inclined with a bar in the middle. That has been left into the final Donald Trump NFT, therefore proving that the Donald Trump NFTs were not produced by artists. They were produced by copyright infringers who were taking just random pictures on the internet, weren't checking the license. Now it's all on the blockchain. Someone bought this, and they have a Shutterstock logo left onto it, right there. Shutterstock logo. DK Shadow says they didn't even pay for Shutterstock. Yeah, it seems, because when you pay for Shutterstock, you get the actual image without the Shutterstock logo. So I must conclude that these images were pirated, at least some of them. Trump may be in trouble here, because when you sell NFTs, it's all on the blockchain. People will know exactly how much Trump has made money with this. You could very well have Shutterstock say, "Hey, give us half of your millions of dollars." Go Away says, "I still think the Trump NFTs were money laundering. Trump has been paid off by ethnic interest groups." Well, maybe. Maybe. But I don't see any reason to conclude this at the moment. Eric Oliver sends $5 on Entropy. Thank you so much. He says, "Brain interfaces need to be a grown technology in vivo and linked, wrapped without piercing, parallel to existing neuron. Until we get this tech, brain interfaces will be medieval medicine when we look back 50 years from now." That is absolutely brilliant. I think it's a great idea, and in a way, we have a lot of research going on in controlling the spread of tissue, and perhaps at some point we'll be able to basically make an electrical circuit be born in your brain rather than just plug it in your brain. That would be the ideal situation, where you control the biological spreading of some electrode-like but biological entities, and they just learn to get into the brain and connect with the right neurons, and you would get a very good signal, presumably, if you can achieve this. What else do we have? Authoritarian lockdowns caused the biggest drop in performance in history of U.S. educational testing. Mathematics scores for 8th graders dropped across the board regardless of race, sex, or academic performance history. I like that this is being acknowledged. Of course, it was a hurtful thing to be destabilizing people's life and people's learning path. But at the same time, I'm worried about this because I think it's going to hide that this drop was coming no matter what. Because when you look at the performance, it had already peaked before COVID. So children were not improving anymore. The education system was not getting better and better with years. So because it had already peaked, I was like, okay, it's going to drop eventually. The thing is, now we have the drop, and then people say, oh, well, it's the COVID drop. I'm going to make a call here. I don't think you're ever going to recover in full. Whatever you broke with COVID, some of it was due to happen anyway, and you're not getting it back until you fix the demographics issues and the leftist towns and leftist cities issue that live on social welfare and the whole favoring of the reproduction of the unintelligent in America. So basically, you're not solving this within the next decades. Russia shows off nuclear ICBM mobile launcher. Pretty impressive, this nuclear mobile launcher. Big truck transporting a gigantic missile. And look at this, they can elevate it into a silo. My God, they have to lift the whole truck that was transporting it. Fascinating. And now they can descend the missile into the silo. And they can control this from a central command. Interesting. Mark says, Jeff, do you believe masks dropped IQ, etc., as some claim? It could. I mean, it could have affected people's physiology and hurt the growing of their brain. I don't know. Maybe. Or it could have hurt their facial recognition because they weren't recognizing faces and hurt their emotional and social development. Perhaps. I think it would be wild to claim a 10-point drop from the mask, a new guy. I don't know that I've ever claimed that. A 10-point IQ drop from the mask, I have never claimed this. I don't remember saying this. But I would be open to the hypothesis. What did KFC mean by this? They have a meme where France is looking at the trophy for the World Cup, but then France loses, so they put on glasses, and now all they see is a KFC drumstick. But I guess that the reason Cornelius Rye says, what did KFC mean by this, is that this is a meme that that people associate with They Live. And it's a whole Red Pill Awakening movie where basically someone discovers that there's a group of zombie, evil, extraterrestrial people who control the world, but he has to put on the glasses to see them. Bird Flu C. William sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, hey, Jeff, did you see the concept video of that womb factory that is being whipped up? Saw the Lotus Eaters talking about it. I don't know if I can find this immediately. Lotus Eaters womb factory. So is it artificial uterus? Artificial womb facility. Ectolife's artificial womb facility. That's from the lotuseaters.com, the baby factory. Let's see. World's first artificial womb facility is a creepy glimpse of a pregnancy in the future. HTML glyph echo ectolife can grow around 30,000 babies yearly because of extensive and groundbreaking scientific research of over 50 years. It is the brainchild of Hashem Al-Ghaili, who is a science communicator and biotechnologist from Berlin. His facilities would allow couples to conceive babies and be true biological parents. It is for infertile parents who cannot have their own offspring. Well, okay, interesting that this is being put together, but I've never heard that we are there scientifically, so what the fuck is this picture where he the guy has aligned bubbles and all? But this must be fiction, because I've never heard of a successful artificial embryo human birth. So what the fuck are we looking at here? You can use the elite package, which would let you engineer the embryo genetically before they implant it into an artificial womb. You can choose intelligence, height, strength, hair, eye color, and avoid genetic diseases. Ectolife is entirely powered by renewable energy and is the first artificial womb facility in the world. Increasing human population. What is stopping Ectolife from becoming a reality? Hashem says the technology is already available, but ethical constraints do not make it a reality. Is it available? Every feature is completely science-based, and scientists and engineers have already achieved it. But it's not true. They've not achieved that I know. They've not achieved the human birth in an artificial embryo. Dr. Grimm says, here's the video clip for it. Okay, so it's all CGI.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy.
You didn't build this with renewable energy, believe me.
Ectolife allows infertile couple to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. It's a perfect solution for women who had their uterus surgically removed due to cancer or other complications. With Ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ectolife is designed to help countries that are temperature, blood pressure, breathe your baby.
You can follow the baby on your cell phone. Listen, this is a CGI adventure. We are not there. Although we may be relatively close to doing this. We've been doing an artificial uterus success with some animals. I believe it's been done with goats or something like this, if I remember correctly. So we've accomplished that before. Yes, it's the beginning of TRP. It is. And it's kind of disgusting and creepy. It's dangerous from the variations that exist within humanity. Some of them are due to the relationship between the mother and the embryo. There is signaling, massive amounts of signaling happening between the body of the mother and the body of the embryo. And to just strike this signaling and say, okay, the embryo needs sugar and fat and this. It's going to be an adventure filled with misery, with handicaps resulting from it and medical issues. But it may be something that in the end ends up being a viable option, but not a desirable one in my view. Because first, someone is going to buy 30,000 babies. You realize this. Someone is going to decide, okay, I can get one baby. Can I get 5, 10, 30,000? And you're going to be stuck with the fact that this guy, if he has the money to just reserve the spots in the factory, will be able to have basically an army of baby outcompeting anyone evolutionarily, let alone the considerations in the revolutionary phenotype, where the evolution of these modified beings will be extremely based around maintaining those facilities rather than creating evolutionarily viable beings. So I say no to this experiment, but it's bullshit and it's all CGI that talks about it as if it already existed. It doesn't. It exists in a virtual program in your fucking computer. What else? What else do we have in the news? Kissinger says it's time for negotiated peace in Ukraine to avoid world war. Well, that's a change. For once, we have a US diplomat, an ex-US diplomat, who doesn't want war. Well, okay. Maybe we could have used some of this opinion when we pushed and made that war happen through irresponsible public communication of the US government, irresponsible funding streams toward Ukraine. We fabricated this war from the start. So I like what he's saying. I think we should stop it, but I think it's not going to stop because it was initiated by the desire of the US to have this build-up. Vatican kicks pro-life activist priest out of the clergy, alleges blasphemous communications. Frank Pavone has been a staple of the pro-life movement for years. So he's been kind of hated by the Catholics, the elite management of the Catholic Church, the Vatican and all, because he's an American pro-life type of guy. So they don't like him. He's within the American, like, the baby is a living being, the embryo is a living being, we should respect life, we should defend it. But that's not why they banned him. They ended up banning him for blasphemous communication because they found that on Twitter he had answered to someone's contacting him, and there was a discussion. He answered the word goddamn. He said, I used the word GD in a response to somebody in a tweet, and for that they want to throw me out of the priesthood. So that's another case of, end of the line. Joel also says that he doxed Jesus's location. Oh, well, you cannot dox Jesus. Then he's going to be banned. So that's another case where the leadership has decided to use a detoured way to ban him. They really dislike him because of his militancy around abortion, but they ended up banning him for using the word goddamn, which is like you are representing God and you are blaspheming the name of God. Two-thirds of voters believe social media engaged in politically motivated censorship demand congressional action, new poll finds. Well, sure, bring in congressional action. But the day they bring congressional action, they're going to have to apply the First Amendment. And that means that anything you can say on Gab, you should be able to say on Twitter. So yes, bring in congressional action. At this point, if Elon doesn't want to unban me, my last hope is the government putting its dirty hands and eventually being forced by the court to extend to the First Amendment protected speech. As a last news item, well, it's not really a news, but there's a guy named Andrei Pavlov, and he's been specializing in taking actual pictures. This is not CGI. He takes picture of ants, and he sets up bizarre situation where the ants are kind of likely to do something, and he spends a lot of hours waiting for the ants to do the right thing in his little scenes. And here he has successfully photographed an ant Just lifting a piece of wood to the sun. Crazy photography. And it's he sets up these scenes like this with mushrooms. There's something very special about these pictures. Like here you can see, this is not CGI, it's not drawing. He's taking picture of ants just hanging on to umbrella-shaped pollens to transport themselves. That is absolutely fascinating. And here he's filming an ant as if she was using this as a vehicle. Some of it is kind of cringy and fake, but some of it is, this is spectacular. Holy shit. Beautiful work, Andrei Pavlov. Photography is a minor art, but you are a master of it. That is it for tonight. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.